Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We commence in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhi wa ridwan. Teri nasle paak mein hai bacha bacha noor ka, tu hai ayne noor, tera sab gharana noor ka. Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to one and all. You are watching our program called Treasures of Wisdom. We say welcome to one and all from different parts of the world. You are watching our program, Alhamdulillah, and we hope that you will be tuned with us until the end of today's program. Our discussion for this afternoon is good and bad death. Achi aur buri maut. Since death is something that you and I cannot escape, dear viewers, Allahu Akbar, as per the teaching of the Quran Pak, death will come to you wherever you may be. Even if you are in strong forts in Surah Nisa. Thus, dear viewers, today we are going to be speaking about good and bad death. How did death come to some of the Prophets alayhimu salatu wassalam, and what type of death do they taste, dear viewers? A mu'min, a believer, what type of death and experience he gains as compared to a disbeliever, dear viewers? Now, in the Holy Quran Pak, Allah Azza wa Jalla has reminded us over and again that we are created from soil. We will return back to the soil and we will resurrect on the day of Qiyamah from the very same soil. He Azza wa Jalla said, "There you shall live and there you shall die, and from there you shall be raised." Subhanallah. So we learn, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, that the life is a journey that has continued from Alame Arwah. We have come to this planet. We are then going to go to Alame Barzakh. And then the journey continues to Alame Hashr or Nashr, until it's then decided as to whether the final abode for the person shall be Jannah or the Hellfire. May Allah Kareem protect us, dear viewers. He Azza wa Jalla at another place states in the Quran Pak, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى.
We have created you from the earth, and only to it we shall take you back, and only from it we shall cause you to raise again. Surah Taha, verse number 55. In Surah Yasin, He Azza wa Jalla states,
إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ.
Undoubtedly, we will bring the dead to life, and we are recording what they have sent ahead and the signs which they have left behind. And we have kept counted all things in a disclosing book, the preserved tablet. Now, we have just heard these few ayat, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, from which we understand that death will come to us. It's fixed. It is a divine promise of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's just upon us how frequently we remember death which hasn't forgot us. How frequently we plan for our death which is going to happen. It will occur. Soon or later, dear viewers, there is a sequence and a particular order to come into this planet. But to leave this planet and go to the next world, which is Alam Barzakh, there is no particular sequence and order, dear viewers. Sometimes a great-grandchild can die before the grandfather. these things are possible. So what can we do and how can we do to prepare ourselves to be ready and to not get caught suddenly, dear viewers, is that subhanAllah, if we follow the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds sallallahu alayhi wasallam had stated, frequently remember that which destroys pleasures, and that is mouth. Death, dear viewers. It destroys all the pleasures of the world. Jitni khaisha dil mein ek insan ke saath hoti hai, it is only maut and death which will terminate all those desires and wishes and long hopes a person has. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked, who is the most intelligent believer? The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated, the one who remembers death most and the one who has made the best preparations for after he has passed away is the most intelligent one. Allahu Akbar. In another narration, the peace of our hearts and minds sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that an intelligent person is the one who retaliates against his inner self and does things that benefit him after death. Whereas, on the other hand, an incapable person is that person who is an adherent. He adheres to his nafs, to his inner self, and yet he has all sorts of expectations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Hum maut se kabhi chup nahi sakte, na hum bhaag sakte. All we have to do is prepare for our moments. When and how it would come, this is not in our knowledge. But death that will come to you is a fact, dear viewers. Young or small, rich or poor, each and every person will have to go from this world. Allahu Akbar. And the Prophet has given us a criterion as to who is an intelligent person. Jo sabse zyada maut ko yaad kare aur uski khoob khoob tayyariyan bhi kare. Zahir se baat hai, aaj hamara mauzu achhi aur buri maut hai. Good and bad death. If you follow the guidelines of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be blessed with a good death, dear viewers of Madini channel. Subhanallah. The Prophet of Rahmah, the peaceful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked if anyone else would be raised with the martyrs on the day of judgment. Martyrs, dear viewers, what a high, lofty station Allah has granted them. And the Prophet was asked, will there be any person that will resurrect with them or be with them? The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. That person who thought of death 20 times in the night and day. Yani in 24 hours, he thought of death at least 20 times, dear viewers. Such a person will be resurrected with the martyrs on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Achha, agar hum tayyariya karna chahte hain maut ki, toh hume ye sab cheeze jana zaruri hai. We have to learn and understand as to what are those actions that will better our character, our akhlaq, our a'mal, so that when our time and those final moments appear in our lives, at that time, we do not go through those difficulties that a disbeliever and a cruel and wicked person would face at the time of death, dear viewers. Once a person was being praised excessively in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a narration, subhanallah. So the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked those people that was praising another person who was not present at that moment. The Prophet asked sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does the person whom y'all are praising ever remember death or not? So it was mentioned, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, maut ka zikr to wo nahi karte hain. He does not remember death frequently as you have asked. So the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then he is not as you perceive him to be. Allahu Akbar. You assume that he is like this, thus you are praising him excessively. But the fact that he does not even think about death, so he is not that person whom you all assume him to be. Before we go to the parables, inshallah, azawajalla, and learn from the lives of the pious predecessors, from the lives of the messengers of Allah azawajalla, remember, some ulamas have written, pious personalities have mentioned that the one who remembers death frequently, what are some of the benefits? If we take these three benefits for now, number one, the person who remembers death frequently, he will be blessed with the divine guidance to repent swiftly. Koi guna hoga, toba karega. Number two, he will have contentment in his heart. Number three, he will find pleasure in the ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ye teen aisi cheeze hain جو اس شخص کو ملے گی جو موت کو زیادہ تر یاد کرتا ہو. اینڈ دا پرسن ہو ڈز ناٹ ریممبر ڈیتھ, نمبر ون, ہی وڈ نیور ایور بی گائیڈڈ ٹو ریپینٹ امیجیٹلی. گناہ کرے گا, ہی ول بی اسٹک ان لانگ ہوپس, اینڈ بیکاز آف ناٹ تھنکنگ آف ڈیتھ اینڈ موت اینڈ ناٹ ریممبرنگ دوز مومنٹس دیٹ ہی ول ہیو ٹو آلسو گو تھرو, the temptations of the world will always keep him prolonged and procrastinating in order to make tawbah. Number two, such a person who does not think of death will never be content with what Allah has bestowed upon him. And number three, the ulamas have written, he will be lazy in performing ibadat, in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the disadvantages, dear viewers of Madani Channel, of not remembering death and not making the best preps for death. Allahu Akbar. A person has mentioned that two things have made the pleasures of this world seem hopeless. He says the remembrance of death and standing in the divine court of Allah Azza wa Jal. These are those two things which have made the world to have no value in my sight. What are those two things? That you think of death, you will stop crying for the house that you cannot build. You start thinking of death, you will stop having tension about much business matters and problems and all those things that put you into depression in the world. All those things that cause you to go into anxiety or to have anxiety are the things that you cannot obtain in the very same world. And because of not attaining and gaining that which you chase day and night, the pain and taklif puts a person into depression and many are times committing suicide, dear viewers. But subhanAllah, if you kill your nafs before your death, and you live in the very same world, the same things which are served as temptations for many others can be of nothing to you because you have no desires for that. Death will make you not chase that which majority of the world is chasing today, dear viewers. It is moth which will make you leave that which majority of the world is running behind. And that is the dawlat and the wealth of this world. In pursuit of properties and businesses and all of that, people are chasing money, dear viewers, wealth, in order to buy the dunya, in order to purchase more and more and more. And for that, what not a person has to go through. So yes, visit the qubur, visit the graves. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had stated in the hadith many a times that visit the graves as it reminds you of your death. When you go to the qabr and when you see the grave, your heart will soften. You will imagine that one day you will also be in the same grave. And my turn would come. A person, when he sees the qabr, his mind will start working towards the planning of his qabr. The person who's in the grave at this very moment, what plans and preps have he done before going there in his home? It's like, you know you're going to shift. You know you're about to transfer your home into a new home, and yet you have done nothing to transfer your stuff from one home to the next. And on the day that you have to leave to your new home and you reach there to realize my furnitures and all the comforts that kept me comfortable in my old home has not transferred with me into the new home. Thus, dear viewers of Madini Channel, that if the grave can become a garden from amongst the gardens of Jannah or a pit from amongst the pits of hell, thus I have no idea as to whether my home would be a garden or a pit from the hellfire. Ma'adallah, a'udhu billah. May Allah protect us, dear viewers. Thus, we will do preps to have a good home in the hereafter, dear viewers, to be comfortable in the grave. Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, visit the graves so that you may remember the hereafter. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, bath the deceased and perform the janazah salah so that it may sadden you, because a sad person is in the shade of Allah Azza wa Jalla's mercy and he performs good deeds. What beautiful advice the Prophet has given us. And trust me, dear viewers, in today's day and age, hardly people go to the Qabristan, but you will find people wandering everywhere else besides the graveyards. In our country, in South Africa, it's hard to get people who would volunteer to do this. Yet their own family members who stand with their hands folded, looking at their own parents on the ghusl bed, being bathed and being shrouded, but would find it difficult to give a supporting hand. Allahu Akbar. And also perform the janazah salah, because this will sadden you. And then a person makes dua for the person who has passed on. Dear viewers of Madini channel, these are such wonderful and amazing advices of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is beyond imagination and has no doubt in it, dear viewers. If only we could perform those actions, Allahu Akbar, and have abundance of sawabs and rewards. Good death and bad death, dear viewers. Subhanallah. If you speak about good death, can we ever forget the passing away of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu, when his family members cried and moaned at his passing on, and he continued to console his family by telling them not to cry for me because I'm leaving the world, but rather because today I'm going to be uniting and joining my Habib. I'm going to be meeting my beloved. For all along, I awaited to meet with him. Referring to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu embraced death simply because, subhanallah, he was eager to meet with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And death was supposed to come, and death was going to come, dear viewers. But his andaz and his unique way of leaving and departing from the world was with khushi and happiness, being a categorical jannati, subhanallah, the khas khadim of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the muazzin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu, continued to tell his family members, do not weep and cry over the passing away, over my passing away, but rather, subhanallah, I am happy today because I will meet with my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Look at the passing away of many other pious predecessors who passed on whilst either reading the Quran Pak, Allahu Akbar. Some others passed on whilst in Salah. Others passed on whilst making Tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. Allahu Akbar. Others passed on whilst making Khidmat for their parents and family members, dear viewers of Madini channel. There are various ways of passing on, and yet death is confirmed. It's gonna come. It's going to occur. Have we made any preps for our death, dear viewers of Madini channel? Sawal ye hai, baat ye hai, and then the truth of the matter is that if we have not done any preps as yet, then when and how do we start to prepare for our death, brothers in Islam? How and when will we start to get ready and prepare for our death? Just imagine when you will be lowered into your dark qabr, and when tons of sand will be thrown over you. Who at that point will ever come to your aid? Who will come there to remove the difficulties of the grave? Who will do that? It is the love that you have for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the level of your iman and taqwa and piety and fear for Allah azza wa jalla. It is that only, dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah, there are such beautiful narrations which I'm going to mention to you as we go along as to what is a good death and what are the signs of good death and what are the signs of bad death. Good and bad death, dear viewers. The angel of death holds a high rank and is loved by Allah Azza wa Jalla. We all know his name is Israel, but how many of us know the meaning of Israel, alayhi salam? It means the one who obeys Allah Azza wa Jalla. He is appointed to take the souls and does not slack even in the slightest. In this matter of taking out the soul, he does not slack at all. There is never any delay from his side. When somebody reaches his final moments, he takes their soul without a second's delay, dear viewers. And subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran Pak, say the angel of death who has been appointed over you takes your souls, then you will be returned to your Lord. So Israel is so huge. And remember, we are insan, we are humans, we are very weak. And every person who is dying will get to see the angel of death. If Allah makes you see him, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The angel of death has very, very long life. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi ta'ala states that he will be the final one to pass away. After all the creation in the heavens and earth will all experience death. After Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikail alayhi salam, and Israfil alayhi salam, then Allah will declare, O angel of death, you to die now. The angel of death will then let out a powerful scream, and then he will also pass away. But dear viewers, the time is ticking, yet we are heedless. We are sitting heedless, dear viewers, and ignorance, ignoring the actual fact of death itself. And we got this long activity. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked the angel of death, how do you summon souls? There are some who are dying in the east, there are some dying in the west. If two people are dying at the same time, how do you summon their souls? How do you take their souls? How do you extract their souls? He said to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, O Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah has granted me such power that when I summon the souls, they will come between my two fingers. Mere do ungliyon ke beech mein aa jaate hain. Allahu Akbar. This is how, dear viewers of Madani channel, we will go from this world. But the plan is the preparations for death. Noor in the qabr. Allah's rahmat and blessings descending upon your grave. What are those actions that you can perform? What are the signs of a good death? Now, inshallah, azza wa jalla, we move towards those signs to understand what did the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say about those signs, dear viewers of Madani channel. And there are various ahadith and narrations in the books of ahadith that speaks about those signs, dear viewers of Madani channel. Allahu Akbar. And now we are going to mention some of those signs here. There is a narration, subhanallah, Hazrat Bibi Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha reported that when Allah azza wa jalla wills to be merciful upon any servant, then a year before the passing away of that person, Allah Azza wa Jalla appoints an angel to him who draws him towards the path of righteousness until such time that he passes away upon righteousness. Allahu Akbar. And then Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha says, people would say, what a good death this person has experienced. The soul wants to meet with Allah and Allah is pleased to meet with that soul. Allahu Akbar. So this is a good sign, dear viewers. Subhanallah. 1 year before I pass away, the angel will divert his mind towards righteousness until such time that he will pass on upon righteousness. Uski ruh qabz ho jati hai. In such a way, subhanallah, that's very easy for him. And others will talk about his death. What a good mouth he had. Then Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if Allah azza wa jalla intends ill upon a person, then a year before he dies, Allah imposes shaitan, a devil upon him who causes him to be misled until he dies in his worst moment. When death comes to him, his soul holds back. Yani his soul is hesitant. It hesitates to leave the body. It is not pleased to meet Allah and Allah is not pleased to meet with that soul. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem have mercy on us, dear viewers, so that we could also prepare for our death, inshallah, azza wa jalla. मौत किसको आ सकती है, कब आ सकती है, किसी को नहीं पता. बस हम हमेशा तैयारियां करें, मौत की तैयारियां करें, इंशाल्लाह अज़्ज़ व जल्ला. प्रिपेयर फॉर डेथ, एंड द वे यू कैन प्रिपेयर फॉर डेथ इज बाय रिमेंबरिंग डेथ, गोइंग टू द कब्रिस्तान, मेकिंग ईसारे सवाब फॉर योर लव्ड वंस, एंड देन रिकॉलिंग योर ओन फाइनल मोमेंट्स, एंड देन आस्किंग अल्लाह अज़्ज़ व जल्ला फॉर गिविंग योर डेथ इन द स्टेट ऑफ वुदू, तहारा, सलाह, whilst reciting the Quran Pak, whilst in the city of Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara, inshallah azza wa jalla, is tarah ki duaen aap mangte rahe, your duas will be answered, dear viewers. Achhi aur buri maut, this is a thing that will happen, dear viewers. The thing is that we have no idea as to whether or not we would die in a good state. Thus, hope to hona chahiye, lekin hope ke saath saath amal bhi hona chahiye. Then the hope can have some sort of meaning, dear viewers. Until next week, inshallah, azza wa jalla, I request all the viewers of Madani channel to keep reciting Durood the entire weekend, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Every time you have an opportunity, have a target. I'm going to complete the number of 313. I'm going to have a certain target, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and gain the nearness and the proximity of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world, as well as in the hereafter. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good, wherever you are. Do not forget, this is the slogan and the mission of your movement of Quran and Sunnah, Da'awat-e-Islami. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures.